The Obama administration announced Monday that two New Jersey towns will receive millions of dollars to rebuild from Sandy in ways that will make them more resilient to the next storm. Hoboken will receive $230 million. It's a victory for Mayor Dawn Zimmer, who has accused Governor Chris Christie of trying to take Sandy money away from her if she did not approve a development proposal. Christie officials called her a liar. On Monday, though, she was in the audience as the governor accepted the federal money and congratulated the Rebuild by Design winners. New Jersey Public Radio reporter Matt Katz spent time with Zimmer over the past month and takes a look at the accidental mayor who took on Chris Christie.
The mother of two is wearing jeans and sandals at a street festival, trying to convince people to come to a community meeting about improving Hoboken's main thoroughfare, Washington Street.
And that's a big way to make it safer.
It also adds.
Dawn Zimmer will lobby anyone.
Hi, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Hi.
This is my daughter Gianna.
Hi, nice to see you.
And my son Luca.
Hi.
Even kids.
We're doing a redesign of Washington Street. So, you guys want to look at some pictures?
Sure.
What do you think? You think we need to redo Washington Street?
Zimmer got her start as a stay-at-home mom, advocating for more parks for her two boys. That led to a seat on city council. She first became mayor of this booming town on the Hudson River after the incumbent was caught taking a bribe, and she has since won two elections.
She doesn't look like a mayor.
As the crowd walks by, Zimmer is instantly recognizable. Some approach and thank her, not for saving the local hospital or for getting Hoboken on sound financial footing. No, like Jerry Caligi, they thank her for going after the governor.
Hey, it's big.
Thank you.
It's important, you know?
Yeah.
Just gotta stand up to things.
Or Christina Calbi, who is a little more blunt.
Hi, how are you?
Shake your hand and tell you that I think you're doing an amazing job.
Oh, thank you so much.
I admire you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate
for everything
that.
You did during Sandy and your courage with how I lovingly refer to him as a fat man.
Thank you.
Zimmer says she gets this a lot.
I've never had anyone come up to me and say, why did you do that?
Nobody said, not a single person.
No.
And this morning, we can bring you new, exclusive, and startling information about top officials in Chris Christie's administration.
In January, Zimmer went on Steve Kornacki's show on MSNBC to accuse the Christie administration of threatening to take away Hoboken's Sandy aid if she didn't approve a 40-story development in town. Flooding from Sandy had covered most of Hoboken, shut down power, trapped people in their apartments. She wanted to rebuild, but Zimmer showed Kornacki her diary, which she says documented the threats to take away her federal aid. At this point, Christie had already hired a top-flight law firm to investigate the George Washington Bridge scandal. Now, their work turned to Zimmer's allegations. Most of the resulting so-called master report focused on Hoboken, not the bridge scandal. It concluded that Zimmer was lying and quoted top Christie officials describing Zimmer as unhinged and distracted, pestering them with a rotating list of crazy flood prevention ideas. In an interview in a conference room near Zimmer's office in City Hall, I asked her about the broadside attacks in the master report.
Disorganized, doesn't follow up, changes your mind a lot on proposals, impatient, complainer, selfish. How do you reconcile some of what so many officials in the Christie administration were saying about you compared to what you believe about yourself?
Well, it's not just what I believe about myself. I mean, I think my record stands for itself. I mean, the fact, you know, you look at, again, I've taken the city from just above junk bond status to AA+.
She calls herself a fiscal conservative, but Christie officials describe her as a hippie. One Christie cabinet member is quoted in the master report calling Zimmer part of the anti-development Birkenstock crowd.
I'm not surprised that they're not saying nice things about me, but at the end of the day, I do what's right for my city. I'm the mayor of Hoboken, and it's my job to advocate for the city of Hoboken, and I'm not going to stop doing that.
Sure enough, the Birkenstock mayor was all smiles yesterday. She watched as Christie and federal officials announced approval of a $230 million flood mitigation plan through the Rebuild by Design competition. This is the plan Zimmer had been pushing to prevent future flooding. And it was at the center of her allegations about Christie's shakedown over Sandy aid. In January, Zimmer recounted to CNN a 2013 meeting with Christie's Sandy czar, Mark Ferzan, when she sought his support for her Rebuild by Design proposal.
And he said, well, Mayor, you need to let me know how much development you're willing to do. That was the answer that I got back. So, I mean, that pressure is there, and the writing's on the wall, and that's part of my thinking of coming forward. It's like, you know, it's that thread is there.
The Master Report says Christie never opposed the plan, and sure enough, now Hoboken is getting the money. Until refusing to endorse him for re-election last year, Christie and Zimmer were allies. Zimmer had supported some of Christie's biggest proposals, even though she's a Democrat. And one face-off she had against public employee unions even echoes the Christie playbook. Her restructuring plan for the police department threatened jobs and brought protests. When the unions trotted out the inflatable rat to City Hall, the way she handled it was Christie-like.
And I remember looking out and saying, okay, well, the rat can be here, of course, but the rat needs to be parked legally. So that rat sort of ended up not being able to find any legal parking and kind of did have to drive around a little bit.
Critics say Zimmer is too much like Christie. Carmelo Garcia is a Democratic assemblyman and the top official at the Hoboken Housing Authority. He endorsed a plan to rehabilitate and stormproof low-income housing, but he faced resistance from the mayor, who he says pressured him to give contracts to her political allies. That was part of what he described as a campaign of harassment. In a lawsuit he filed against her last year, one of Garcia's allegations was that the mayor didn't want poor and minority people in town. He called it ethnic cleansing.
My attorney had used the term. I was thinking more along the lines originally of urban, you know, kind of demographic displacement.
Whatever you call it, the war between what is known as Old Hoboken and Zimmer's New Hoboken is vicious, taking place on social media and at government meetings, with rampant accusations of racism.
She's tough, and they could be very ruthless and vindictive, and indeed make it clear that, you know, their intent is malicious. They're out to hurt you.
Yet the critics are few, and Zimmer's popularity is high. Federal investigators are now sorting out her allegations against Christie. She says she never wanted to pick a fight with the one-time leading contender for the Republican nomination for president. She just wanted money to protect Hoboken from the next Sandy. Yesterday, that's exactly what she got. Once Hoboken is more storm-hardened, she can consider more fun projects for the town, like what one resident has asked for, a museum for the town's most famous son.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow.
For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.